Okay, I think we should be going. We are rolling.
Oh no.
Wait,
now
are we recording?
This is a podcast.
All right, guys, remember, we only get one shot at this.
But he got eight.
I can't.
Still just leaving immediately.
He got eight? Really, Kennedy?
All right.
Chaos Magic News. Broken News. Special report.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm Sounds Like a Machine Gun Kennedy, and this is Chaos Magic News, the quickest draw in news. Joining me, as always, is my, I don't know, what do I got?
As always, by hooker Matthew Crooks, it's co-host.
Oh, God.
How are you doing, co-hosts? I have to do the entire intro for you. I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Kennedy?
I'm mediocre.
Well, how's your day going, rather?
Oh, pretty good, in fact.
All right, cool, cool. So you're all probably wondering, gee, you guys are talking about news that happened this week. What gives? Well, we're going to try a new sort of quick form segment. This is just going to be like somewhere between 20 and 40 minutes where we go over a very big news story. And man, If you needed a great kickoff point, you couldn't ask for more than presidential candidate in the running gets shot at.
Yeah, kind of hard to beat that. In fact, we will be hard pressed to find news worthy of covering in this format in the future because of that. Well, yeah, the election
results. Joe Biden steps down. That'll probably. If
Joe Biden steps out into traffic,
Baskin Robbins comes up with a new flavor. That's pressed. That's a big one.
Right. But because obviously you're not going to come and enjoy that just for our terrible opinions, we also have other people with terrible opinions. So we have our lovely panel of guests, friends of the show, patrons, all sorts of things. So running down that list real quick, we have the wonderful Andrea WK. You remember her from the Patreon episode. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, how are you all?
Oh, well, we've already done that part, so sorry.
So moving on.
Also joining us, another person who's been on the show before, we have Local. Local, say hello.
Hey, guys.
See, that's how you do it. You don't ask any questions, just do what I tell you. And also joining us, we have someone that has been one of our earliest supporters, and it's kind of crazy they haven't been on the show before this, but we have Silver. Hi, Silver.
I'm rethinking this.
they're so you probably should, but just I wanted to kick it off with this just because I'm curious. Where were all of you when you got the news that the president had been shot at, or the former president had been shot at?
Where were you when the world stopped turning?
No, I made this joke before you got here. Oh, where were you when Trump's ears started spurting?
Oh, that's funny. That's way
that
funnier.
Great.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right, yeah, but seriously, where were all of you when you got the news? I was sitting in a hotel room just hanging out with my beloved. It was our anniversary. We were just enjoying ourselves. And then suddenly I get a message in the Discord saying, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, what do you mean? And then, oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I'm unemployed, so I was playing games on my computer and didn't see it for probably at least an hour or two, and then closed out of my game, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Andrea's mom being like, you didn't notice the president been shot because you're always on that damn Xbox.
I have a PC, thank you.
Ooh.
I'm a trans girl, what are you talking about?
Oh, shit, congratulations on being better than me.
Loka, what were you doing?
I was about to get in the shower, and my wife goes, hey, Trump's just been shot. And I was like, LOL, that's funny. And then she came in and, like, drugged me out of the bathroom and put me in front of the TV, and I was like, holy shit. And then I got on the Discord.
Like, baby, you was for real? I thought this was a joke.
No, for real, I was like, I was straight up like, that's funny. And then
it's turns like, out good it one, was baby. Funny. I love the implication of like, what? Why do I have to watch this? Like, he's not going to get less shot and my balls aren't going to get less dirty just standing here. All right, let me go watch my ass. I'm trying to think. I was actually, I had basically gotten up early to do a bunch of work on my folks' pool because the guy that they normally have do it got his car impounded. It's a big thing. Anyway, so I got up early to do that. So I spent all day getting this pool whipped into shape, making it nice and pretty. And then me and my beloved were like, all right, we've done all this work. Let's enjoy a couple laps. And then I get out like a minute, just, I think like to grab a drink or something. And I happen to glance at my phone and I just see it's like, hey, Trump, it started like right at the beginning in the Discord where somebody posted like Trump grabbed a loud popping noise at rally. Trump grabs his ear, appears to be bleeding. And my initial thought was, ain't no fucking way he actually got shot at. Because I think I'm just going hashtag old man skin, because for those of you who don't know, but like when you're an old man and you just get up in years, you like bump a corner and you just start spurting like you're a WWE heavyweight champ. So I was thinking like, ain't no fucking way. Like it was like, wait, you mean six grown men tackled him and he's bleeding? No wonder. Yeah. But I'm still, and I'm going to go ahead, cock and balls firmly on the table. I'm going to be the crazy one here. Who's just going to be like, this was staged. How'd they catch the shooter so fast? Well, they told him where to be. You know, so I'm
all right.
Be the
hang
nut
on,
this
hang
week.
On, hang on. We'll, we will.
Why are we all here?
We will get to that. But let's get the panel rounded off first. Sylv, where were you when you heard the news that the former president had been, you know, given an uh-oh in the ear?
Where the fuck was I? One moment. Oh, okay. I was asleep. So. Woke that's up to the news and then I was like, well, that's the day.
We're just gonna call this a half day.
I should have stayed asleep.
I thought we were gonna get like the George W.H. Bush, like, I don't remember where I was when JFK got his head blown off moment. So it was just gonna be like, I don't know. I remember a building.
I thought you were making another 9/11 joke.
Oh, I don't know if George W.H. Bush remembered where he was when 9/11 happened, because I don't know how well his brain was holding up by that point. Okay,
oh,
okay.
Bush. Okay.
Yeah, Daddy Bush. Regular Bush probably doesn't remember where he was either, but that's because he's too busy focusing on his art now.
His art is really good.
Oh, yeah, that clown of Saddam Hussein getting hung, that's beautiful. That's like artistic or something.
He's making a statement.
I just need to see, like, it's George Bush holding the paintbrush to the canvas, but it's just that diagram of the hole that they found Saddam Hussein in. Where he's got,
I thought
like,
you were
going to
say it's, like, the diagram of, like, where the shooter was.
Oh, the one diagram. I made?
Exactly. Oh, wait, someone better. Edit that. Edit that. We've that'll be our cover for this.
Yeah, we've got our title card now.
Yeah, okay.
Andrea has done peerless research into this for us, and we have all been stuck in the What's in the News thread channel in the freaking Discord because of it. Just every month we're just waiting for Andrea to pop up and show us a new layer of absolute insanity as to how this happened. So I'm sure everyone has seen the major things, and I'm sure you've been giving all sorts of information. You know, I'm sure your crazy uncle has informed you that it was an Antifa member, and then, you know, somebody on the internet told you that it was, disgruntled mail worker named Sam Hyde. But we're going to give you, as far as we know, the actual version of events. Andrea, is there anywhere you would like to start with this in particular?
Well, I mean, the easiest thing to start with is to just point out he's definitely been planning this for at least a little while, because he made an explosive device and had apparently other explosive devices at his house. The rifle that he used was stolen from his father. It was bought over many years ago, I think.
I think it was like 11 years or something.
Yeah. He bought the ladder that was used to scale the building. and brought it with him. I'm not sure if he bought it the same day or not, but he did buy 50 rounds of ammunition for the rifle that he stole from his dad that same day. So, you know, same day ammunition sales kind of something to think about. Ammunition machine would have been a little bit. Anyways, ammunition vending machine.
I just want to hear the Home Depot music. Starwind's like, he bought that ladder at the Home Depot.
They're going to go after the Home Depot. So that he bought the 50 rounds and then he drove an hour to the event. So he lived an hour away and he drove an hour there. He parked. I don't know where for sure, but I think he parked on the east side of the building that he was on when he took the shots, because that's where the ladder is. He put the ladder basically in a dead area between sort of two buildings that had a walkway built between them that was totally enclosed. And he put the ladder up on the walkway that was behind a tree. So it was kind of obscured. Now, this is where it gets really weird, because the facility that he was able to access and able to climb up on was being used as a Butler PD staging area for this event, supposedly. I have no
Butler
idea what
PD
that means.
Being the local law enforcement.
Correct.
Right.
So they were supposedly using that AGR complex as a staging area. And there was a sniper team inside of the facility, not in the same building that he was on, but in an adjacent two-story building that actually overlooks the building he climbed up on. And he managed to climb up and crawl into position. And for about 30 minutes, apparently, local police were aware and people on the ground were yelling and pointing. However, because the building was a police building, the police were kind of slow to respond with sort of authoritative force, because they kind of thought, okay, these people are just seeing one of our guys. I don't need to worry about this that much. You know what I mean? Because they didn't expect it to be an enemy person climbing on that building. They just really did not expect it in any way, shape, or form. So he crawled into position, moved around in that building. Apparently, Butler PD were given a boost when they were given one of their officers boosties to get up onto the roof when he started shooting. And one of their officers was like hanging off of the roof by his fucking hands, because the shots caused the officer to like run off, the officer underneath him to like react. So he was just hanging. Okay. He was getting boosties. It was hanging off the roof like a cartoon. Now, so that's Butler PD did that. And then he was killed by Secret Service return fire.
Almost after he fired immediately. Eight rounds.
He fired eight rounds, and not immediately.
You can, in fact, I think you can hear in the video of it the point where they say that they've neutralized the target, and it's like, well after. Yeah, I mean, well, because, like, I mean, if you've seen the video, you hear the shots. I think it's not until about, like, the third pop that you see Trump, like, go for his ear and go down, right?
Yep.
And he's on the ground for what? Like, maybe like a minute, maybe a little bit longer or so.
Yeah, the Secret Service tackled him.
Yeah, he doesn't get off the ground until they've confirmed that they've neutralized the target, right?
Correct.
That means that they went and checked that he was dead and that he was not moving and all that sort of stuff.
Or they got a helicopter finally to look at that building or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they knew for sure.
But that means
they got
that,
some,
like,
kind of confirmation that old buddy was down and he was not shooting anymore.
Yeah. Right. Yep. But even so, like, okay, that means it was far from immediate. They had plenty of time there for.
Well, I guess the question is, how fast is, like, a reasonable amount of time? Like, I'm hearing a lot, like, even the response of, like, oh, by the time that they were tackling him to the ground, it was already, like, slow as hell. So, like, was this whole thing just supposed to be, I guess that's my question, was this a reasonable amount of time? I don't have anything I can compare it to where it's like, oh, well, they got 5 seconds here or they got 4 seconds here.
I mean, I think you could kind of look at recent events, the Shinzo Abe assassination as an example of a failure to react, right? Well, I mean, that's my point. It's just like those guys reacted almost instantly and they were not able to prevent him from being killed. And so I don't think their reaction is unreasonably slow, but I still think, I mean, they're clearly just got tremendously lucky. I mean, as we were talking about before the show, he was saved by his, like, ADD need to like look at content, because he says that there was a graph that was put on the screen behind him and he turned his head right before the bullet would have gone through.
Yeah, okay, that's what he says. Do we have confirmation? Now here's the thing that I'm already wondering, because I think you broke it down in the discussion where it's like they're showing this footage of like, oh, and you can see the bullet. And from, and I'm not an expert. I'm not going to pretend that I am, but it also seems, this seems exceptionally slow for a bullet to be caught on camera like that.
So I did the math. That photograph was taken with a 1/8000 shutter speed, like very, very modern Sony A something series. It's a very high end camera that's capable of incredible shutter speeds. And apparently I did some ballpark math, and yeah, that's about the right size for 1/8000th if it was a 5.56 round at that range. So yeah, it'd be about it's like 3 feet long. And that's about what it's hard to tell, but like, that's kind of roughly what that streak is behind him.
Right. And, okay. You know, and keep in mind too, that like,
so that was definitely the bullet. I mean, that's the thing. Well, yeah, like people claiming that it was glass, people claiming that it was the
teleprompter.
The
breaking.
Teleprompters were not damaged in any way. There was no glass from the teleprompters. Nothing hit. And so like that was a bullet that pierced his ear, and that's a bullet in the photo. Yeah, those things are both at least real as far as I can tell.
Right. And as far as the likelihood of catching that, I mean, you know, come on, it's a rally. There's fucking millions of cameras. Like, somebody was going to catch that if there was a fucking bullet there. I'm not surprised by that.
Especially if somebody was just, I mean, he was probably sitting there shooting like a sports photographer just at 30 frames a second or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just because it came out today, did you guys see the RFK video with him talking on the phone where he described the experience as it was like a mosquito? It was like the world's largest mosquito, and it was a bullet.
Yeah.
I guess maybe he has a very poor frame of reference, but it just, that doesn't... the only thing I can imagine is the only thing RFK should have said to that was, Donnie, that wasn't a bug. That's how they get the worm in your brain.
Jesus. Yeah.
I don't want to be the one on the track. I know I said I'm going to say crazy shit, but it's like, if you're saying that checks out as like, that was probably a bullet and that sort of thing, like, and it wasn't him being hit by the ricochet, then all right, I will try to go along with that. But also, like, that is the most miraculous fucking shot. And like, that's it's exceptionally harder to pull that off than it would to just have hit him. You know what I mean? And then the idea of him describing, it's like, oh, well, it sounded like a big old hornet going by. And I'm like, what the fuck you talking about, bro? Are you like, maybe his hearing is shot too. Maybe all he heard was,
well, it's definitely shot now.
But I don't know, because it's another one of those things that looking at the photos, it's like miraculous, because his ear is more, from at least from the shots immediately afterward, he's bleeding, but his ear is in one piece. It's not like he's got a chunk of it out. He's not dangling from his face or anything like that.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Mr. Potato Head got his ear pulled off.
Yeah, it's one of those things. That's why I was joking in the beginning. It's like hashtag old man skin, where it's like, that could have been fucking anything. And if people are saying it's a bullet and it wasn't ricochet and it wasn't him pulling out a razor to make it look good for the cameras, you know, like that's fine. Like I will try to go alongside you guys with this complete farce and lie that you're trying to tell me. That's okay. I'll be in fantasy land with the rest of you that this was a bullet, but like, his ear looks suspiciously intact for someone who got hit by a goddamn bullet. Okay. Quick question. Was he also wearing a tinfoil hat? Because I think mine protects against
what if
MIA? Yeah, well, like mine
what
protects MIA's against
tinfoil hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get a MAGA tinfoil hat? That'd be dope.
Boy, there man, goes just, Todd.
Can I throw out some more of the crazier things real quick?
Of course.
Okay, unsubstantiated rumor time. All right. There was one that I heard that was that Crooks was actually confronted by law enforcement during the process of attempting to get in position. And his response was basically like, I got a gun, bro. You better back the fuck up. And the officer supposedly said, oh, okay. It's just left. Now, I haven't looked if anything was confirmed. It's just, that's the funniest fucking thing I've heard in a while.
Well, that's actually a place to go with this. As far as the playing the blame game, right? the general consensus we've managed to pull from Andrea's research and the news itself seems to be Secret Service failed by assuming that this area that the shooter was at was outside of the perimeter that they were set to guard and what's the word I'm looking for here? Survey.
No, that's a great word.
Yeah, and then local law enforcement failed because they were supposed to be, again, this was their staging area, whatever that means.
Yes, but it was this was a secure staging point
this was a point
law
where,
enforcement operator.
This is a thing where they're doing stuff at, and then the fucker got on the roof and started shooting from there.
And you could really understand the Secret Service's hesitation to just start opening fire at somebody on a building that's supposed to be a safe, cleared building. Like, I, you know, that's the thing where, like, it's hard to blame those guys for what happened. But the overall failure was definitely the Secret Service.
Okay, now, here's the thing. It's only a failure if you think that their goal was to protect him and not. Now, I'm sure that no one wanted him. Nobody wanted Trump to get shot. But I'm sure that.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think any.
What else
I don't think
was
any.
Happen?
I think all they wanted was just some pop, scared shit. The fact that he got hit by a miracle shot only makes it look more convincing. You're like, oh man, he's bleeding everywhere. God, and then somebody's just eating their popcorn going, oh my God, this is my greatest work yet.
See, that's interesting.
Because now they get to point to the big, like, oh man, God saved Trump. This was miraculous. Oh boy. And then meanwhile, like, what was it? How many people got injured? One of them died already, right?
One is that dead, two
one
injured.
Dead, I think it's more than that, but he got it's off. Not, either way, he got off eight shots.
The guy
so
who
God
died
was
is...
not. So God was not interested in protecting anyone but Trump. It was like the rest of you guys go, you know, fuck off.
Sorry, I'm God's fan of The Apprentice.
Yeah, I guess so.
The guy that died was apparently shitposting about children in Gaza can just get over it like the Japanese. Apparently not long before he got his
man
dome
what a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
I mean, husband, like, and father, I'm told,
and firefighter as well.
Firefighter, yeah.
Anybody who says ACAB doesn't include firefighters
are supposed to be the good ones, damn it. Fuck,
look, I'm just making the point that it's if you are going for everybody who would try to shut up and say, like, oh yeah, this was totally staged, but they got, you know, but they injured multiple people and killed somebody, and it's like they don't care about those people. They don't give a damn.
No, they, no one, like, they don't give a
that's
fuck
always
about
the
that.
Thing that gets me about when people talk about, like, anything crazy, like, oh, this tragedy was staged. And they're like, these people are actors. Like, they don't need actors. They, like
they
government is more
people.
Than willing to kill people just to make it look good. And I am acknowledging full well that what I am saying intentionally crazy stuff, and I'm not actually, I don't put stock in anything I'm going at right now, but these are the things that other people are going to say. So let's bring it up.
Well, the other things people are going to say is that this was a plot by the Democrats, right? To
that Biden signed off
on this. Cuz they couldn't get him on the legal cases. They couldn't get him in the Supreme Court, so now they're just going to shoot him. And what was the fucking, did any of you see the quote that, like, the day before Biden had said something to the effect of, like, we need to put a bullseye on Donald Trump, and, like, fucking Republican Twitter fucking nonsense went animal going, like, see, he said that they're gonna kill Trump. Did anyone else see this besides me? Because I saw, like,
I saw that
15 people share that shit saying, see, this is him saying they're gonna kill Trump. God.
And go on TV and say that he made a mistake to say that.
I mean, it's just one of those that even in the midst of this sea of misinformation, that's what this is. This is battling against, you know, on one side you have Andrea, who is providing concise, more or less backed up facts. And then on the other end, you have old co-host who's basically sure that the only reason that they didn't get him with the Havana beam is because he too got the MIA tinfoil hat that he is hiding under the So they had to use, like, you know, they had to use lead. But here's the, I guess it's always that thing of, like, if the government, and I don't want to play this game where I think that, like, the government is just this shadowy omnipotent force, like, oh, if they want somebody dead, they want somebody dead. I mean, how many times did we try to kill Castro and it was like Looney Tunes?
Yeah, right? Like, the fucking, they poisoned the cigar, but, like, the cigar got dropped, and he was like, no, I'm not smoking the cigar. So they run back to get the, they grab the poison cigar, and they get him another one, and he's like, oh, no, I don't have a lighter. So they run all the way back and get him a lighter, and he's like, could you light it for me? And they light it, and it's reversed, and then they blow up. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then it's like, well, Mr. Castro, sir, you have been gifted this giant, baby grand piano that we are positioning on your rooftop. If you would just stand right here in the staging area with the big bullseye. But it's that thing of like, if Joe, it was like, there was already the talk, like there was the, one of the quick rumors that rattled off where it's like, yeah, it's China. China did it. And it's like, man, if the Chinese wanted him dead, it would be over. We would just be hearing the tragedy, you know? I'd want to say the same thing, that if there was any sort of deep state conspiracy, that you wouldn't end up shooting 8 shots and only one of them went anywhere near the desired target.
Well, that's sort of the line that I'm getting at. Listen to the radical incompetence of all the organizations involved in this, right? Just look at that and then tell me that a deep state cover-up kind of assassination is even a possibility. If these people are, that is the only rational kernel of like the Republican people that are freaking out about this being a conspiracy, because they're like, they can't be this incompetent. And that makes sense, because if you have a worldview where there's a deep state that is actively against like the one political candidate that you believe is gonna fix everything, you can't actually believe that they would be so fucking incompetent that they would allow this to happen just because they're idiots. It has to be that they wanted him to actually get shot, right?
But then it's the argument of like, well, who benefits the most from a failed Trump assassination?
J.D. Vance,
Trump.
Apparently.
Yeah, actually, J.D. Vance is just really mad because he got his dates wrong. He thought it was getting announced the day before.
And he had to pay the guy.
He jumped
well,
way too soon.
That's $15,000 I'm not getting back.
You think that's it? You think that's all you'd have to pay somebody? Ah, you're lowballing, bro. What kind of dollar store fucking assassins are you buying?
That's the argument.
Well, the kind that get 8 shots off and then get killed.
Oh, boy. I'd say, I feel like we've done a lot of talking. Do we want to hear a little bit more from our panel about like, it doesn't have to be anything specific. It doesn't have to be like me where I'm intentionally saying psycho stuff. Do you guys have any, Sylvan Local primarily, I guess, do you guys have any thoughts that like you really want to share about this, or just any real feelings about it?
I'm enjoying being a laugh track here.
That's fine. What about you? What about you, Local? Oh God, they whisked him away.
They got to him.
But y'all fed posted God. Way too close to the sun here.
Oh, man.
We did.
No, but I mean, here I'll pontificate. It's just, I think that a lot of times it's easy to go with conspiracies like this, because when you look at the idea of like I said, who benefits the most from, say Trump didn't even know about it. Say this was just like a weird behind the scenes, his team, or maybe, you know, in worms in the Secret Service, whatever you'd want to say, we're like, well, if we create a botched assassination attempt, it will all but secure his base. It will make the other side look like insane radicals. So it will, if anybody who's like an undecided will could very easily get swung over, and then it'll embolden anybody who was like, you know what, I'm not even going to go to the polls this month. It does, or, you know, this year or whatever. It doesn't really matter. I don't care. Neither candidate is that good. But then it's, oh my God, they tried to kill somebody on my ideological side. We've got to show that we're not going to be intimidated. We're going to take a stand. And like, really, that is what's going to, you know, conspiracy aside, that is what is about to happen.
There.
It is very easy to go, considering where we were at, in that the Project 2025 stuff was really starting to come out of the woodwork. They just had that huge data breach where it's like, here's all these people that were actually supporting it and giving it money behind the scenes. And this is the Heritage Foundation guy made a comment about the new American Revolution that might remain bloodless if the left will allow it. It's very easy to sort of connect those wires and start going, fuck, what if this was staged?
I mean, I don't even think it has to be staged for that to be the, like, I mean, I kind of think that was his motivation.
I kind of think that
was this kid's lone wolf motivation. That's what I'm leaning towards.
He thought, if I can make this look good enough.
Kill him or not, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's going to swing it. I'll just martyr myself.
Yeah, I'm I'm dead regardless. The minute I pull this trtrigger, I'm done for. But I can embolden the right with this one lone wolf act of violence. That is something in the realm of possibility.
That was actually because someone in the Discord made a comment saying, "Is this what's the term, stochastic or stochastic? Yes. Stochastic terrorism.
Stochastic terrorism.
Right." And I don't know if you guys remember my response or not, but it was something to the effect of, do we really need to qualify the idea of like and find the person like, oh, yeah, this was all fomented by political rhetoric in a time where people are more hopeless, more alienated and more willing to just do anything to escape the agony of their own existence. This could have essentially have been an exaggerated suicide. You know what I mean? This could have been like, you know what? I don't even care how far I get because I'll be dead by the end of it. There's no way I'm going to live.
Well, and then it also...
So maybe I can just cause some fucking havoc. Or like you guys said, maybe it's like, if you know what? If I get him in the head, they'll find a new candidate. If I don't kill him, they'll be like, look, he tried to kill him. Either way, we're going to come out looking good.
There is the thing where I don't know if anyone can confirm this. I'm just substantiated rumor man this week. But also there's the thing where Mr. Crooks got asked to not take part in a marksman's club at a school because he was considered he's considered a dangerously bad shot. So is the idea that he was just such a piss poor shot that he couldn't get anywhere fucking close to the person he was aiming at?
He got the ear.
That makes it even weirder, right?
Well, this is the thing, right? So
proper optics.
He had no optics. That was iron sights, which is surprising to me, considering how cheap optics for 5.56 are.
Right. What the fuck?
Yeah, but he stole the gun.
So this is the thing that's confusing to me because, like, I mean, that's the same. It kind of maps with the Demo Ranch T-shirt because he's fits the pattern of somebody who's like into guns but isn't very good with them, and that kind of matches a lot of different aspects that we saw. I mean, him having to steal the gun and then the poor marksmanship and his rifle club, all of those things kind of point to that same thing, and that's a type of person that does exist.
Yeah, do we want to like just talk about the suspect or the gunman at this point? Because I mean, he's damn sure not suspect. We know it was fucking him, but
That's what they want you to think. I mean, Who else was on the grassy knoll? You mean to tell me that the guy who did it is the dude who walked in with the ladder and told and basically looked at law enforcement and said, "Hey, I'm gonna be up here. Y'all fuck off real quick. I'm trying to line up my shot."
You're right. It was John Dillinger, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh boy, for everyone who's read Illuminatus, it was Mr. Dillinger. Gonna give you a one for the ages. He could probably pull off an ear shot.
Probably.
Hey, before we go into Matthew Thomas Crook, I don't know if you guys can hear her, but my dog will not shut the hell
that
up.
That is a hound doggin.
My sweet, sweet hound doggin.
You want to take her out real quick?
You are the most well-known recurring guest on this show.
Love him.
All right, that's fine. That'll let me stop the recording for a minute and download it and stuff, and we can do that. All right.
We'll just upload it raw. But no, he has an ear.
I posted. I said, "Why did he post hole? I want to see. I want to see him post hole."
No, shut the fuck up. You're a queen, but I need you to shut up.
No, I agree with co-host. I agree with co-host because he is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. He was wearing a cap. Razors can easily be hidden under them. I think he staged it himself. I think he was like, there's only one way I can beat a cute grandpa, and that's to be a wounded grandpa.
And the CIA has Manchurian candidates. They can just, you know, they just roll him out one to use for that. Just a sacrificial Manchurian candidate sort of situation.
No, he's trained by the WWE. That's part of the mythology I have in my head.
Crooks? What?
Just saying the name Crooks is like we knew the guy.
Something that I've heard pointed out is that they're going with the like the full name, like the like first name, middle name, last name, like they do with every presidential assassin. Like,
I mean, lots of serial killers get that treatment too. It's a very common news media trope. I mean, like,
well, what are you gonna do? Call him Tom? Come on, Tommy exactly. Boy. Good old Tommy the Shooter, they call him.
Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn.
I guess if his name were like Adolf Edward Hitler, we would just walk away from Adolf today.
You know what I'm curious about, though?
The same ring as Barack Hussein Obama, right? Let's go.
Right. If only his name was like Shooty McPresident Killer, right? You know? Oh, God. What I'm curious about, though, right, is do you think that this is going to affect the amount of people named Thomas over the next couple of years?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thomas is Thomas.
Well, that's like, I mean, there's a definite drop in the amount of people named Lee after Lee Harvey Oswald is all I'm saying.
Wait, really?
Yeah, look it up. It's 100%. It's a real fact I just made up.
Oh, gosh. And here I came for the news.
All right, so do we want to talk about the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, a little bit here? What do we actually know about them?
He has three names.
He's got three names.
Just like they all do.
He's not a great shot.
He is a poor shot, or possibly the greatest shot ever. He's got like
you're right.
He's got those he's got those wanted powers where he can slow down time
curve
and curve
the
bullet to make it to graze your ear in a way that leaves the ear largely intact.
You can't do that. I just rewatched that fucking movie.
Oh, God. The CMN synchronicities are always the worst.
Okay. So
that's what makes it so good.
Now, we do know that his father was a hardline Republican that they showed up in a database of like, trying to map out voter statistics and that sort of thing.
That wasn't just a database to map out voter statistics. That was a database to identify gun owners, hunters, and Republicans and the intersection of the three to target in swing states in 2016.
There you
and
go.
And he scored 0.99 in the database on gun owner and 0.95 on the hunter out of a scale of 0 to 1.
So Papa Crooks loves his Republican Party, loves his guns, loves hunting.
Loves venison.
Yeah. So his
loves
son.
Loves his son? Maybe.
Maybe. We do know that Mr. Crooks was a registered Republican voter, but we also know that, what was it? He gave $15 and a hand job to the Mr. Biden fund right after he got elected.
No, and so this is, the thing that kind of gets me about this is when you look more, everybody says, oh, it's a Democratic PAC. When you look more into it, it's one of these scammy PACs that, like, you can't actually, when they send advertising out and shit, like, you can't really tell who the fuck it is and who you're doing. And my guess is that he either got by algorithmic advertising or it was a bet or something like that. It's what it seems like to me.
He just threw some money
out on the conspiracy thing. Yeah.
Either way, he does it before he's actually registered to vote, right? He does it when he's 17, And then he doesn't actually get to register to vote until, like, you know, 6 months later when he turns 18.
And then
18.
Still registers a Republican.
And he's only ever voted in the 2022 midterm elections. That was the only thing he'd ever
Correct.
Well, he figured in. Out, I guess he figured out a better way in his mind. I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying, listen, FBI that is now listening to this, I do not condone anything that went on. I'm just saying that for him, he probably became quickly disillusioned and radicalized, as often happens with people. He was 20, right? I mean, there are people who completely lose their head. Like, you know, you start understanding the basics of politics when you're like 14 or something like that. And then by the time you're 20, you just think like the whole thing's rotten. And then you come down maybe about 25 where you're like, well, even if I thought that that was the best maneuver, I can't just burn everything down. That's going to get a lot of people hurt. And then by the time you're 30, you're ready to just sell your soul for a bag of chips.
You're like, please, I'll vote for Bernie. Just give me health care.
Yeah, let me have a smidgen, a smackerel of a health care.
Yeah.
Let me get a smackerel of the Social Security, sir, please.
Other information we know about him was the, like, literally the stereotype response you get from people when they do crazy shit like this. It was like, he was real quiet.
He was kind of a loner. Yeah. He was quiet and a loner.
The lack of a manifesto was interesting to me.
Right.
Oh,
that was
strange.
There's been no, like, written
They didn't
thing.
Have time to write one for him.
Wasn't there some shit about how they couldn't get into his cell phone?
No. They got
they
into
did
it.
Get into his cell phone.
They just
you're not going to believe it. You're not. No. The big thing is they actually found his Spotify.
Oh no!
It's a wrap.
Oh my God, we're going to jail. I don't care because I'll make 40 gajillion dollars off of. Well, correction.
Wait.
40 gajillion pennies off of all the plays that I get on Spotify.
Just end wait, it wait, here. Wait. End it here. Just stop recording and do it right now.
Wait. Masto Crew is an anagram of Thomas Matt Crook. He was on the Patreon.
Oh Jesus.
So like other things, like other interviews with other people that went to school with him and remember him. Have varied in their depictions of him. Some people say he's extremely conservative. Other people say he was kind of conservative. Everybody seems to say he leaned conservative. Somebody who was in his, like, I think it was history or like American, it was probably American history, thinking about high school classes. They had a bunch of debates in the class where people would stand on the left or the right of the room to after like people would talk about the issues to kind of weigh where the class was. And he was always the only kid sitting on the right side of the room, apparently.
Damn.
So they I don't know like, what to make you... of that, but it's kind of grim.
That memories.
He was just hanging out of the Overton window.
I think so. Yeah.
That's where he was firing from, actually.
Oh, boy.
Related to this, apparently him being bullied when he was in school. Have y'all seen, like, the news stuff about that? Like, the interviews? Like, the three dudes that talked about it? It was fucking hilarious. Because they talked about him being bullied, but in a way where you know that they were the ones doing it.
Oh, fuck. I did not see that film.
Those guys are thinking, oh, man, we dodged a bullet. Literally.
Thank God he waited until after he graduated.
Thank you, President Trump.
Oh God.
How many bullets did Biden take for you? That's the real question. All right, Americans, think about where you were 4 days ago and who was out there, you know, deflecting bullets with their ear for you. Not Joe Biden.
I unironically saw somebody share a thing that said, who are you going to vote for? The guy who lost his brain or the guy who lost his ear?
He didn't lose his ear. His ear is still there. His ear is in good enough shape that I question if anything actually hit it. That's the thing that drives me nuts about this. If he had like a serious war wound, my entire idea, like, I hate to say that I am that caveman brained that it's like, ear don't look bad enough. Like, he needs to take, if he, and here's the other thing, I think if it looked that bad, he'd be showing everybody, right? He'd
right,
be taking
he
up close
like
photos and putting
on
them on
he'd
Twitter.
Be like,
yeah.
He'd be like putting his finger through the hole and shit.
Yeah, exactly. He'd say, come feel a wound between my ear.
Yeah, 12 hours after when he was golfing, like, he had, like, what looks like a Band-Aid on the motherfucker, and then it upgraded to a fucking patch when he was actually out in the media spot.
Yeah. Well, and he knows how to play a crowd. He just knows how to play a crowd. Now, I'm actually really happy. I shouldn't say I'm really happy with anything that involves this, should I? I'm just going to add, this is all just being on a list, right? This is all getting you put on a list. But no, it's actually really, in my mind at least, it's really nice that we are getting some very hard line things of saying, yeah, conservative, 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 because that way, whenever they try to spin this, this was the radical left saying like, oh, well, you said that Donald Trump was a monster and Hitler and all this stuff. And it's like, well, you know, right off the bat, we were pointing, you were able to point at a bunch of stuff saying this guy was if he wasn't a Trumper, he was something further to the right. He was something more radicalized than a MAGA. And
how fucked up is it going to be when we finally figure out what this guy is on about, and he's just like a paleocon, and he's just like he had like William Buckley fucking like wallpaper and shit like that.
He got a John McCain tattoo, and he's like, you talk about my guy.
It might be something weird like that.
My bets are still on the Epstein stuff.
Could be.
I really wonder about that too, Sylv.
Wait, what?
They're thinking that maybe that like Donald Trump didn't break all the kids out of the Pizzagate prison tunnels, and it's because he's in on it. So they're like, I gotta stop him.
That's what it is. It's they did the face off thing, right? So like Joe Biden is in Donald Trump's skin, and Trump is in Joe Biden's face skin, but like Joe Biden's face is starting to reject the Trump body, and that's why his brain's declining. So he was trying to shoot his ear off because that's where the face is held on, and he was gonna go get Trump his face back to save him. That was it.
But they were also flirting on the phone.
They're flirting on the phone, and they're also secret gender inverts.
I think one of the really dicey things here, as far as like, because I've been saying out of pocket stuff like this was staged, and the, you know, they knew where to shoot because they told them they bought him the ladder and said, go up this building, you'll be fine, that sort of thing. But I really do wonder at what point, because you know, there's always the cliche of like the FBI finding somebody to radicalize and telling them to buy guns and doing all kinds of crazy shit, and then being like, oh fuck, we went too far, he actually did something. Or he did
shit,
something
sooner. We're
supposed
to arrest you when you go to the gun store.
Yeah, we dropped the book. Now here's guys, who was the old geezer that was like he's the old man in a ghillie suit that basically like put out a tweet?
Joe Biden.
Biden can't even pronounce ghillie suit.
I know the guy you're talking about, where the police showed up at his house and he like shot at them and shit.
Yeah, immediately. That's what always gets me about, like, and that's another thing that, again, I'm not standing by any of the crazy nonsense I've said. I think you should listen to Andrea, because she's got the closest thing resembling facts to this situation. And if you want to go off the deep end on your own, don't say co-host told you to do it. All right. Co-host is telling you, don't, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
You hear that, FBI?
But, yeah, Mr. FBI, sir, do not, you know, you can put me on the list, I guess. I'm imagining I'm probably already on there, but like, you know, I don't, you know, wink, wink. But at the same time, it is insane to me the disproportionate responses that happen sometimes, where it's like somebody gets shot because they basically put out a Facebook post saying, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum. And then meanwhile, this guy made it up a fucking, he waltzed past police. He did the ultimate guy carrying a ladder trick and made it past law enforcement to shoot at a politician.
That was the point I was going to make earlier. It's like, this was really one of those ultimate moments of like, act like you're supposed to be there, but not even. Just be in an area where people think, you know, you might see some weird shit,
okay,
right?
Okay,
I genuinely think that with the ladder.
Quick question, guys.
With purpose with the ladder, just...
Hold on, sorry, just real quick. Are you guys into the occult at all? There's a, this is a magic podcast, right? But I can actually relate to this
four
one thing
because before we started recording, but
shit, this always this is something that has always stuck out of my head for a long, long time, and I can't remember exactly where it's from. I want to say it's in book four. I haven't gone back and found it. I'm pretty sure I have gone to look for it, and it wasn't there. But the point being that Crowley talked about the way to become invisible is a misunderstood thing, where it's basically if you walk with purpose, like you're supposed to be somewhere, you can walk right past the guards. And then when the guards are questioned later saying, how the hell did this guy get past you? They will basically block you out. They will come to the assumption that, well, we couldn't, if we had seen anyone walk by, we would have stopped them. But instead you waltz past the guards, acted like you were supposed to be there, and you went up the ladder, and now nobody remembers seeing you. They can't fathom the idea that somebody waltzed past them with a ladder and a rifle and they didn't stop them. Because so instead it's just, we didn't see you. There's no way we could have seen you.
Ahem. This power, by the way, is what has been described by magicians as the power of invisibility. Somebody or other has an excellent story of four quite reliable men who are on a lookout for a murderer and had instructions to let no one pass, and who all swore subsequently in the presence of the dead body that no one had passed. None of them had seen the postman.
Where is it from?
It's from book four. You were completely right.
Oh, thank God. I'm not that completely off my rocker. But yeah, that to me, if I was going to point at something realistically saying, how did they drop the ball that hard? That's what happened.
Well,
man with a ladder.
Yeah, it's even a little more complicated than that, right? Because there were people that did believe their eyes, and then the people responsible for checking that out were like, oh, these are just idiots seeing us walking on the roof of this building, clearly.
I guarantee you that's exactly what happened.
But hey, there's a guy with a gun up there. Yeah, there's lots of guys with guns up there, sweetheart. They're called the police.
I just enjoy the show, honey. It's fine. Man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
That's about it.
That's really... Yeah, I feel like that is the... That is... I can't add much more than that. What do you guys... Does anybody feel like we missed anything? Are there any topics we want to get into about... we could talk about what we were predicting as far as the lasting impact. We kind of got on the subject of that during the break.
It's like, what's going to be the results that come from this act?
I got to ask, since it's an occult podcast, I don't have the skills to do this, but did anyone look astrologically or at any sort of other divinatory methods like that to see if anything stood out?
I saw a couple things where people that are much more well versed in this than me, basically somebody pulled out something like what Donald Trump's chart was at the time and said, like, according to this chart, he should have died. So like something really out of pocket happened. And then somebody else pulled up the Matthew Crooks thing and said, after looking at this man's chart, I no longer believe that it was staged, which I love that. That's battling one form of bullshit with another, conspiratorial thinking with astrological charts. I don't buy into astrology enough at the moment. Like, you know, sometimes I get really hard up on it, but I couldn't be bothered to bring up a chart for it. I guarantee you, if you go and find like, what's his name? Austin Coptic or something like that. I'm sure he's got like half a billion videos up on it already.
You know what? Just because I'm interested in it, I will put right here my findings on it. Hey, everyone. There's a lot going on in this chart at the exact time of the shooting. Just trines and sextiles and squares all over. Lot of Mars, lot of Sun. I can't break it down in any meaningful way within the scope of this because I'll be here another fucking 2 days trying to get this out. But if you know anything about astrology, go look at it and have a good head scratch like I am.
It's fake!
Sorry.
The Glock 9 was in Capricorn.
I was gone for a little bit. Are we beating the shooter's sun sign or something?
We were discussing, Andrea asked about the any astrological aspects or things or attributions. Yeah, there we go.
to that we're going or to either
birth date from the voter record. Well, you can assume like that he probably registered on the day on his birthday, but
yeah, like, you know, at the very least he, well, hang on. Actually, I think we have it. I think we do have it.
Astro could at least get to work.
Yep. Yep. Registered on his birthday. Who the fuck is registering to vote on their birthday?
18-year-olds who are also doing other weird ID stuff at that point.
Losers, you mean? Like, just nerds that don't have, like, funner things to do?
That, too.
Oh, man. What I'm hearing is that this kid got bullied. Like, you, like, that's all I needed to know.
Huh.
I'm a monster, huh?
Well, we created you, so.
Yeah.
We did.
As far as affecting the election, what do we, do we have major opinions?
I dare not.
I mean, I thought Trump was going to win anyway, so.
Right, that's kind of where I'm at. I think during the break, somebody made some good points about how it's very easy to point at this and go like, oh man, this is just like what happened with Ronald Reagan. But it's not really.
Well, the like, person that made that point is right here. You want to let them make it?
I was kind of trying to lob the ball to them and let them.
I mean, it's not like Reagan nearly died. That was sort of my main point. Reagan nearly died. He was in hospital for months. It wasn't clear if he was ever going to even be functional again for a very long time. And people were mourning him before he'd even died. I think Self pointed that out.
That is a point. They're like, when he comes back, he's like, Jesus. They're like, holy shit, we thought you were gone.
That's a very different vibe than my ear is bleeding.
The pictures don't help, but that's true.
No, the pictures certainly don't help.
Like, but now Trump can one up Reagan. He can be like, yeah, he was actually shot. God took me out of the way just in time. So I'm actually better than Reagan. By the way,
you're not wrong.
I hate the same people you do and will punish them.
Let me tell you, you know, think of presidents, JFK, you know, he died. Teddy Roosevelt, he got hit in the chest, gave a speech, very, very wonderful speech. Not as good as some of mine, but it's a good speech. And Reagan was in the hospital for months. And he thought he was a vegetable when he came out, and he might have been.
I got a new paint job.
I'm sorry, I have taken aback by might have been.
How many lists are we going to be on by the end of this?
Don't worry.
I'm trying
about
to bring it back to
this.
The occult, and you asked me about Reagan.
Oh god.
Who's the occult podcaster?
Oh man. You know, that's the problem, right? Because Reagan had the astrologer and the fortune teller and all that kind of stuff. He would have seen that bullet coming.
He's still not fucking capped.
At any rate, yeah, I'm with Local on this one. I think Biden's already dead in the water, and unless the Democratic Party replaces him with literally like anybody at this point, it's not going to fucking
matter. You cannot
matter.
Replace somebody less than 4 months out from the main event.
Yeah, it is way too late in the game.
The thing, you guys, the thing about that is the best idea they have is Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. So I don't want them to do that.
If they do Hillary Clinton, they might as well just.
I think you've forgotten about Gavin Newsom.
Who?
Well,
Kamala might.
I think
something.
The Democrats might have also forgot about Gavin Newsom.
Well, here's I know it's the same argument that the Young Turks have made, but I will make it again. It's like I don't see any downside to it because he's going to lose anyway. Like just accepting that he's going to lose is enough of a reason to be like, all right, well. Fuck it. Let's go for it. Because it will be the biggest. It's not like you have a name recognition problem, right? It's like you don't have to pick Kamala or Hillary because people know who they are. Whoever you replace Joe Biden with will be the biggest name in politics almost immediately. Like people will know who this motherfucker is.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, like already because Trump has now announced his VP. Everybody is combing through this guy, and they're already going like, fuck, this guy is actually a liability.
No, everyone knew who J.D. Vance was already. You didn't read
Hillbilly Elegy? Historically
bad. Wait, the guy that wrote Hillbilly Elegy, that's J.D. Vance?
Yeah, that's him.
Damn. All right, y'all, changing teams now.
Sorry, I'm a sucker for Oprah's book club of the month.
Listen, bringing this back to the fucking shooter shit, literally the chaos of all this is too messy to be organized. Nothing that's happened has made any sense, and that's kind of an amazing thing to me.
Yeah, I gotta give it that. Like, just when I thought that this election was going to be like the slow slog to the end of like very predictable results, we have
if this had been
flying.
A Bernie bro somehow, like,
oh my
just
God.
Like a fucking like a hardcore Bernie bro, I kind of agree that might have been the case. But the fact that he is going to probably end up being like Stephen Paddock, being a complete official enigma, I think that really changes it, especially with him being seen as conservative. I mean, I think it's kind of clear that this was something weird and not necessarily the nefarious plot that the extreme right wing people are going to try and claim it is. And so I think that any predictions now about exactly how the election is going to turn out are like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, Biden could drop dead tomorrow. Trump could have a stroke tomorrow and drop dead. And that would be
get an infected ear.
Less surprising to me than a lot of other things. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, he could have a fucking weird clot infection shit from that ear and die from it because he's fucking
old. Gets an infection from wearing that ridiculous patch over his ear.
Yeah.
And it sweats too much.
The fuck knows?
I wrung it out in the toilet to get it clean and I put it on.
Oh, man. God.
The Secret Service could fuck up again.
Oh, my God.
That's true. That's true.
Jumpy Secret Service hears a car backfire and then just like shoots him in the fucking gut.
I mean, it's
well, no,
yeah,
the
like
Secret Service has had a history of like, we were caught being drunk on duty. So,
yeah.
Like,
no, I mean, there's a whole lot of wild shit can happen between now and November. And so I think it's important to remember that.
To go with what Local was saying, it's important to remember that when government agencies get caught looking incompetent, they tend to overcompensate and do really awful things. Like when, you know, ATF did Ruby Ridge, they overcompensated and gave us Waco. So like now the Secret Service is probably going to like decapitate somebody that was like, Mr. Trump, will you kiss my baby? And they're like, that baby is loaded.
And that baby is a bomb.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they're going to kill a poor co-host and his occult podcast panel.
Two Satan worshipers executed without trial for conducting black magic upon presidential hopeful.
God bless America.
That would be I'm still waiting for that one because it's like every time that we end up thinking like somebody is like a horrifying monster Satanist and they did some crime, it's always just satanic panic. It's never anything like, oh man, they actually did it it was the devil for realsies.
Oh man.
If half the shit conservatives say was real, we'd be a lot cooler.
Oh yeah, like the world would be a lot fucking cooler. I'd be getting like acid handed to me and saying, here, you know, it'll make you see things. It's very fun, children. But instead, I've never been offered free drugs. Ever. Ever.
Well.
Ever.
What are you trying to say?
Are you trying to hint? I don't have anything.
I think he's trying to say that drug awareness resistance education is a lie.
Just hear
say that again. I dare you.
McGruff the crime hound, like, is in prison.
Oh, fuck.
That sexy ass lion.
Okay, my only, I said it during that little break, so I'm going to say it again here. I think that the one thing that you can say is that regardless of any of the conspiracy ends of it or like who benefits or what's really shaky about this, my guess for what will happen here is that there are going to be a lot of Republicans that were, maybe they weren't 100% on board with Trump, or maybe they were just a little disillusioned like the rest of us are, and they are going to tighten up and they are going to Pokemon go to the polls because their guy just got shot at. Somebody on their ideological end of the spectrum got shot, and now they feel targeted and victimized, and they're not going to pay attention to the fact that this guy was like a Second Amendment guy. And he had a Pepe hat and a Boogaloo shirt over his what was the YouTubers? Do you guys remember the YouTube channel that he was repping?
Demo Ranch.
Demo Ranch.
Okay. Yeah. I have one passing thought on that when I'm done at the end of my rant. But they're not going to pay attention to the fact that he was a conservative. They're going to say that somehow, like, you know, he met some blue-haired girl that radicalized him and made him Antifa.
he was a good conservative boy, and then he saw transgender porn one time, and then this happens. Yep.
He smoked one reefer cigarette and now he is hopelessly deranged. But those people are going to tighten up. And then a lot of the Democrats are already incredibly disillusioned. And when I say Democrats, I really mean like people that are going to vote Democrat. I don't care if you're actually like you're an anarcho-syndicalist and you've got however many views on your Twitch stream and you said that one.
Ouch. I'm right here.
God, look, I your theme song's really cool, though. That's all I'm going to say. Talking somebody very specific in mind right now.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
the point being that anybody who was inclined to vote Democrat, even if it was just because, man, I really don't want Trump being president again, that wasn't great. Those people are going to stay disillusioned, and they're not going, if anything, they might snap up a little bit because they're worried that the Republicans are going
to rally.
That was
going to be my counterpoint. I feel like this might energize Dems to vote again, and not for any good reason. It's unfortunately I think it's the same thing that motivated a shit ton of them. I think a lot of them are going to go vote for Biden now because they're fucking terrified, saying that fucker got shot and he lived. I can't deal with another Trump presidency. Like, I really think that. I'm sure plenty of people are terrified of it.
It's the problem of, like, I don't particularly care for Trump. I don't like Biden at all either, though. That's my problem. Yeah, he has done fuck and all and jack and squat in terms of the things I really, really care about.
Well, I mean, I think he's fucking evil and he's still a goddamn demon like the rest of them. I mean,
forgetting about Dark Brandon? He gave that to us.
Dark Brandon has been focused overseas.
Yeah, he gave us Listen Here, Jack.
That's
and Malarkey.
The one thing. I was actually really disappointed when Trump wasn't president anymore because I thought, like, man, we're not going to have nearly as many good memes. And then Biden fucking delivered, man. Oh, boy, did he deliver. So it doesn't matter. Whoever gets elected, there's going to be plenty of jokes and plenty of stairs to hopefully fall down.
Always the fucking stairs.
You're right.
Anyone else got any closing statements, Andrea?
I question even an assassination attempt. I question the attention span in 2024.
Oh God!
That's going to have. I really genuinely question how much impact this is actually going to. I think this is probably going to have almost no impact on the election, personally.
Local.
I mean, I'm still leaning with co-host. I'd just like to point out that razors are easily hid under cats, and he is a professionally trained wrestler. He is a member of a certain wrestling organization's Hall of Fame. Yeah, he could have done it to himself.
Hashtag old man skin.
Right?
It's just not going to happen. It's not.
Stop trying to make old man skin thing.
I have already printed the t-shirts.
This is what your Patreon money goes to, folks. Stupid shirts that you're not going to buy.
It's better spent than my taxes.
Sylv, do you have any closing thoughts on this?
No thoughts, head empty. These next few months are going to be hell, but I love y'all, and I'm glad that we're at least going to go through that hell together.
That's why Sylv is the happiest among all of us, because we're like, nope, I'm not thinking about this.
What do you mean, go through it together? They're definitely going to put us in separate cells.
Well,
so.
True. Listen, from what we talked about before, literally the main thing with Biden is that online, the Palestinian shit's kind of ramped up since the fucking shooting happened. I've seen, like, videos on Twitter just randomly sent to me about dead children in the streets. Like, that's going to kill the movement for Biden before anything else. And I'm like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I also cut, you know, I don't know. And when I said no effect, what I really mean is I don't think you'll be able to discern the effect that it's had in November, because it's going to be small compared to the other things that happen. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at too. It's like, I definitely think that he's going to lose still, but it's like, it's not going to be because he got assassinated. He was because he was going to lose already. Like, the margin that he will lose by is going to be negligible in comparison. But all that said, yeah, it is interesting to think that, you know, Trump gets his ear shot and suddenly you haven't heard goddamn shit about Palestine. Not even like defending Israel. You know what I mean?
It's like I said about the Project 2025 shit. It's like this. It's very easy to point to something like this and saying this is awfully fucking convenient for a lot of people. But that could also just be the way that the 24-hour news cycle. And even if we didn't have 24-hour news, this would still be the top story for every nightly news network about everything for at least another fucking week, probably two. But I do wonder how long we're really going to be able to hold on to it. Like, how long are people going to be super focused on this?
I really wonder that too. I mean, if it gives you an idea of where I'm at with the election, I am trying to figure out how to buy 4 years of fucking hormone therapy. So, just, yeah. But
you guys know who I think actually did it? RFK. Think about it. Think about it. They've got experience with with head wounds in their family. He's got nothing to lose here. Maybe he thought, you know what, if I take Trump out, maybe I swoop in. You know?
RFK had the deer in headlights look in that video, didn't he?
Oh my God. He's like, I'm talking to a dead man.
Okay.
He was stopped by the CIA because he insulted them about killing his family. They were just like, oh,
let's fucking release these two from this hell that we created together.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. All of you guys, thanks for coming on. Andrea, you're the best. Local, you're the best. Sylve, you're the best. Don't pay attention to the fact that that would mean that, like, one of you is not the best, but you know what I mean. If you want more of this, we have a regular show that we do, of course, that comes out twice a month. You can find that on the same thing that you're looking at right now. It's on YouTube and Spotify and all the streaming services in the world. If you want more from us, you can find us on social media at Chaos Magic News on pretty much every single thing you can look for. You get a spicy meme, get a clip from the show, get the occasional insightful tweet. Not really, but, you know, maybe. And if you need more than that, you can go sign up for our Patreon. And it's just the low, low price of $5 a month. You can hear even more ridiculous thoughts. We're doing an occult iceberg thing right now that you can get down with and hear things that make the rantings of co-host about this conspiracy sound completely tame. And with that, would anyone like the last word?
Hashtag
put your hands behind your back.
Perfect. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. In the time since this recording, the only major information we've gotten is that the shooter apparently searched for Biden events and Trump events in his area, and also major depressive disorders. So, make of that what you will. All right. We'll see you next time.